following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Friday morning to you, Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan here with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Friday edition. Glad you could join us. Of course, at the bottom of the hour, or the top of the next hour, rather, the top of the next hour at noon, the Kearney Little League team will be playing for a spot in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You know, a few years ago, that would have been an unfathomable kind of idea, and now Kearney's had some success here in the last few years with Little League, and so being in the position they're at is almost an expectation, but obviously they've got a pretty tough road to hoe because that South Dakota team they're playing has been undefeated so far in the tournament. We are also making that transition from baseball into the fall sports. We'll be talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper at the bottom of the hour. And in our next segment, Daryl Morris, UNK head football coach, will join us as well. As I mentioned, Randy Bushcutter here with Jim Lang. And Jim, how you doing?
Real good.
Staying busy today?
Yes, I am. How about the Royals?
Yeah, they are playing really good ball right now. I wish I could get Doug to go off on a rant on my Reds so my Reds could get as hot as the Royals have been since he went on his little rant. They have won, what is it, 5 series in a row. I mean, it's just been a real steady growth and improvement in their record.
Well, the key thing, they went on this road trip and they won 5 out of 6. You know, and if they would have gone 3-3, you would have been pleased with it. You'd have said, hey, that's good enough. 3-3 would have been good enough when you go to Oakland and Arizona. But, you know, winning 5 out of 6 is really put them in good position. And Detroit lost all 3 games to the Yankees. So they gained 3 games in 3 days, which is really hard to do, you know. Detroit gets swept by the Yankees and the Royals sweep the Diamondbacks.
And you're not gonna have the Tigers get swept very often. They have 2 solid pitching throughout the course of the year. But those are 2 of the best pitching staffs in Major League Baseball right now. The Royals, you know, people aren't really, they're kind of under radar outside of this kind of geographic footprint of what is kind of Royals territory. Outside of that, I don't hear anybody talking about the Royals, but they got one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball.
Yeah, the difference in the Royals pitching staff, they're having a lot of success. They really are. They've got good defense behind them. Detroit, they've got Cy Young Award winners. That's what they've got, the Cy Young guys, and they got the names of the Cy Youngs. But the problem with Detroit was they scored 2 runs in 3 games. You know, you score 2 runs in 3 games, you're not going to win very often. It's hard to win a lot of 1-0 games at New York.
Yeah, and that doesn't math out very well when you average less than 1 run a game. According to my calculations, you're not going to win that if you are averaging less than 1 run per ball game. We can talk a little golf here in a little bit. We'll be talking with Daryl Morris, who has the Loper Gridiron Golf event coming up this weekend. I'd like to give you the opportunity as well to talk about the golf event that that Dave Greek's putting together with NT that's coming up here, because you might have to sneak out a little early. I want to make sure that you have the chance to kind of talk about that event as well.
Yeah, well, it's at 1 o'clock, and it's a suicide awareness, basically, is what it's for. It's a 4-man scrambler. It starts at 1 o'clock, and I think there's spots available still, so if somebody wants to just swing out there and bring 3 people with you, or if you just want to see if you can go out there and play and fit in, because there may not be a full group, jump out there at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, they'd be. I mean, again, you'll have a great opportunity if you go out there. So don't think it's too late is what we really want to kind of emphasize, and a great event there as well. And again, we'll be talking about the UNK event coming up here in a little bit. And of course, the Southwest Classic going on in Holdridge, their practice rounds today, dinner and all that stuff. And we'll cover that here in just a little bit more. I want to go back to a little bit to the Little League. This is not a funny story, but it's just one of those things that makes me shake my head when it happened. I had a late lunch with my wife, and my daughter was with us as well. Had a late lunch on Wednesday when they played. And so it was when the game was going on, and I couldn't quite make the early. I mean, it was a late lunch. It was like 3 o'clock or so. They finally got a chance to go out and eat. So I went to an establishment. I won't say where. But it's one of those places that has kind of a large dining area, which is nice and quiet. And then they've got, you know, that bar that you kind of sit at. And again, you can order food and eat at the bar and all that stuff. So we want to watch the game, so we'll go over by the bar. Cardi starts to have that inning where they're getting the base hits with two out. You know, they get six straight hits, start scoring some runs. You know, they were ahead, but it was just getting tighter, and I was pretty nervous getting the base hits. And I just, you know, you're at a bar, so I kind of clap a few times and, woo, you know, give one of those. Immediately, the gal sitting behind my wife turns around and says, shh. My son's on the phone. Then he should be in a phone booth, shouldn't he? I mean, if you're in, and I immediately just said, and it didn't bother me at all. I just immediately said, I think cheering's okay in a sports bar. I think cheering's okay in a sports bar. You know, I wasn't being obnoxious. I'm not cheering for Viagra ads or anything like that. You know, I mean, there is a moment when the game is on. If you want a quiet place to eat, then you need to kind of be in that other dining area. You chose to be in the bar as well. It flabbergasted me. My wife, who worries what people think more than what I do, she was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, no, I'm not changing my behavior because I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I remember.
Unbelievable.
I remember my dad one time told me, and I thought this was funny, is, you know, there was a lady that was upset because there was foul language, and it was at a craps table. You know what I mean? Guys are playing dice, you know, and they're rolling their money on the line, and you know, and it was a golf course. You know what I mean? So hey, you guys would watch your language. And I thought, holy cow! I mean, there's a place where you just kind of go, you know, maybe, you know, I probably need to. And you're exactly right. Yeah, if you're at a sporting
event,
somebody scores a
there.
Touchdown, or yeah, you're at a Nebraska football game. Hey, everybody, quiet! We're on the phone here. You know, I mean, come on.
If I'm watching on my mobile device in the library, my behavior is going to be different than when I'm sitting behind a beer in front of a TV. Yeah. It just kind of blew my mind. My mom owned and father owned a couple of bars in the course of my life, three of them actually, and there were certain rules. I mean, there was language that everybody knew. No, you don't say that around.
Yeah.
You don't say that around Millie B. But a craps table, that's funny.
Well, no, but you're exactly right. There are bars that are an eating establishment in these small towns, and everybody should be aware of everybody else. And I'm not saying that. Swearing's correct, but I mean, you know, if there's one place where you might hear it, it might have been there.
Might be a craps table. It just very well might be that as well. Well, certainly we wish the Kearney Little Leaguers the best of luck. And again, this is a team that beat them 13-3 earlier on. But Bill Bonner just admitted that they didn't play very well when they hooked up with them the first time. And after that effective hitting with two out in the fifth that they had the other night. I think it's a team that kind of comes in with a lot of confidence. But yeah, you know, you're dealing with 12 and 13 year olds. It's all about momentum. But they get a good start. They're in good shape. And if not, you know, it's just so hard to tell at that age.
Well, you know, it's
and baseball, the sport of baseball too. It's hard to tell.
You look at the high school teams that just play. Like I believe Creighton Prep played Grand Island and beat them quite significantly, and then they go down and play Westside, and they get beat 17-1. In their next game, they got beat 10-1. I mean, you know, so they get beat 17-1, 10-1. Creighton Prep's one of the best teams in the state. Okay, Omaha Westside, the team that beat them 17-1, they lose yesterday 1-0. So after scoring 17 runs, they get zero. So you're exactly right on baseball. The guy on the mound has so much to do with it. And if Kearney's pitching is significantly better, you know, they'll give this South Dakota team some fits, you know, and could. If it's not, then South Dakota probably going to win.
Yeah. And, you know, in baseball, even really good teams in Major League Baseball, you're guaranteed they're going to lose a third of their games. And it doesn't matter how bad a team is in Major League Baseball, they're going to win
a third of their games. What you do with that middle third is what is all important in that. And take a look at the best team in baseball and the worst team in baseball. What's the difference in that winning percentage? About 100 points.
Yeah, and you know what? Randy, I think it was a famous coach, and it might have been somebody from the Reds. You guys can help me out. And you would know who that might be, that said everybody goes 62-62. You know, everybody's going to have that record. So how you do in those last 40 games, you know, or whatever he, you know, it was a comment about like that. Or everybody goes 61-61, but what you do in those other 40 games is real critical, and that decides it, you know. So you're exactly right.
And I'm not sure if it was Sparky Anderson or not, but that sounds like Sparky Anderson.
Like he said that, you know, with the, you know, on the season. But the same thing's true. You know, what's amazing to me, and when we talk to college football coaches, a lot of them, you know, they won't give in. They'll just say, hey, how many games did you play? 12. How many do you think you can win? We're going to try to win all 12 of them. You know, well, baseball coaches don't do that. Baseball coaches right away go, yeah, we're going to lose 60 of these.
Yeah.
You know, and here, let's see, we're not going to go 162-0. Yeah.
No,
right.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way they're going to do that as well. I mean, again, that momentum, and especially at that younger age, it's all going to be very, very important. And again, hopefully you'll find some place where you can stand and cheer when that game is on at about noon. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of move away from baseball and we'll talk a little football with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. We'll talk with the coach as we continue on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come enjoy a new movie from Zach Braff at the World Theater in Kearney this Saturday and Sunday. Aiden Bloom is a 35-year-old man who finds himself at a major crossroads, which forces him to examine his life, his career, and his family.
When we were kids, my brother and I used to pretend that we were heroes, the only ones who could save the day. But maybe we're just the regular people, the ones who get saved.
Go to theworldtheater.org for showtimes, affordable drinks and concessions. Thanks for keeping the world spinning.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Race to Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for a fun weekend of great food, action entertainment. Bet on the best thoroughbred racing from 22 tracks, including the Columbus races, direct from Ag Park. And you can play Keno and enjoy full menu lunch, dinner, and bar service. Nonstop action starts at lunchtime, continuous to Twilight Racing and the Prime Rib Special at the Finish Line, number one for food and fun.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have scattered showers and storms, high of 80. Tonight, we'll continue with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 64. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny, a slight chance of storms with a high near 84. Currently, it's 75.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back.
Jeff is raging against the machine. That kind of went off today on ESPN about this song still being played. So there you go. Yeah, way not to conform, Jeff. Way to be a rage against the machine. Kids these days. Well, it's time to make that transition into the fall sports season, and one guy that's certainly going to be kind of doing that with it, kind of with a summer event with golf. We'll talk a little golf. We'll talk a little football with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. And, Coach, I guess the most important thing is, how is your golf game, man?
Well, Bobby Bowden used to say, you show me a football coach with a good golf game, I'll show you a crummy football team. So my golf game follows that philosophy right there.
I do want to follow that up with, obviously, we're going to talk about the Loper Gridiron Club and their golf event this weekend. Give us some details on that and what we can do to get all signed out to help out the Loper program.
Well, the Loper Gridiron Club is a group of former football players, so it's alumni, a former football alumni, and they've been hosting a Gridiron Club golf tournament for probably 8 or 9 years now. It is this Saturday at Aurora Dunes. It's a four-man scramble. Check in at noon and shotgun start at 1 o'clock. And then we'll all meet at Cunningham's Journal after we're done playing golf and hand out prizes and awards. And we're going to have a great time. It's a great opportunity to get in and either reacquaint yourself with some of your old teammates or meet some guys and have a good time.
And it's a pretty laid-back deal in the sense that you don't have to really have a lot of stuff planned. You don't have to put together a team before you get there. It's kind of come-as-you-are kind of deal.
It is. I mean, if you had three other friends who want to come along and make up a team, perfect. If not, we'll find a team for you to play on. But it's a lot of fun. The golf is great, but we might even use erasers on our scorecard some. I'm not sure.
They don't make erasers big enough to kind of help me out.
No, they don't.
Daryl, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season. You guys open up camp on Wednesday. Obviously, you guys had media day earlier this week with the MIAA. So we're kind of all asking those questions. How are the Lopers going to be this year? So there's the question. How are you guys going to be?
Well, I think we'll be better this year. I really do. I think we'll have a more talented football team. I do believe we have addressed some of our concern areas at wide receiver in the secondary and added some depth to some other positions that it always comes in handy to have some depth at. So I do expect to be a better football team this year. I expect to be a good football team this year. Not sure how good that will be and translate into wins and losses. The MIAA is a premier league, and every team in our league is very capable of beating us. So we're going to have to play well and play smart and stay healthy, but I'm encouraged. We have some tremendous challenges this year and great opportunities as a football program. Opening up against the Division II defending national champions on the road at night on TV. So, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's going to be a great challenge and a tremendous opportunity for our football program.
Hey, Coach, you brought up your secondary a little bit. Seems to me just what I've watched from the RMAC to the MIAA that the wideouts and the split receivers, even the tight ends, running backs coming out of the backfield, they create more problems for your secondary than they did in the RMAC. Do you think that's true?
Well, there's no question. The speed and the depth of the speed. Again, the huge difference between the MIAA and the RMAC is the amount of depth that the schools in this league have. And they get a guy hurt, and they replace him with another very interchangeable part of their machine. So I agree with you. It is a fast league. The wide receivers, everybody has a former Division I player on their team playing wide receiver. So our secondary was young last year and got a little beat up, and hopefully we've addressed that through recruiting. We'll have more depth and more talent back there.
Another thing, Coach, too, is the pass rush and what pressure you put on the quarterback, too. A lot of times that people don't realize that. They just see the guy that's getting beat in the secondary, but it's a whole team concept. What you can do, what kind of blitzes you can throw at the quarterback, what kind of stunts you can do to create problems, too.
Absolutely. You give any quarterback that really is any good at all enough time, he will find the open guy. Eventually, somebody is open. So being able to put a pass rush on guys, being able to bring some pressure, make them make bad decisions, make them hurry their throws, mess with the timing of their routes in reference to the launch point, all that comes into play when you're talking about having success at defending the pass.
Speaking with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris, Coach, I don't know if it's a change of philosophy, but a lot of JUCO signings in the last year, and to me, part of that makes absolute sense because you talked about how young you were last year. Obviously, you can kind of work about around that with JUCO players. And can you be a little bit more sure about the quality of the player when you're signing them for their junior and senior year versus just picking them up for all four?
Well, you know, to answer the first part of your question, it is a little bit of a philosophical change for me as a head football coach to go this heavy into transfers. But I just felt like our program, we needed to recruit some impact players. We needed some guys that could come in to our program and change our game and change the way our team is perceived and change the way they have to defend us and also the way they have to attack us. So we did make a conscious decision to go find more transfer-type players than what we have had in the past. We felt like we were being pushed that way, and that's what we needed to do. There's a happy medium there, and you still have to recruit. You still have to build your foundation of your team with young kids out of high school, develop them, grow them, teach them, train them, and have them develop a love for their program. So, you know, having done this, this is what we've done, and we do hope that the young men that we're bringing in who have played football in other places will bring a level of swagger to our football team, a level of skill and speed and tenacity to us as well.
So this isn't necessarily a long-term thing. It's more you're looking at your immediate needs for this year and next. It isn't necessarily a long-term tremendous change in that philosophy.
Well, you know, it just depends on how it works out for us. I mean, there's always a little bit of unknown when you bring transfer kids into your program. So they have to. We have a tremendous challenge this year as a coaching staff to bring all these new kids, 50-something new kids, into our program and get them all on the same page and get them to give up the selfishness that it runs rampant in young people nowadays and have them make sure that the team comes first and it's what's best for the program and not necessarily what's best for them. So we have a sales job that we have to do as we go through camp, and we've got to evaluate a lot of new kids. We've got to find out the best scenarios that we have personnel-wise, and we got to do all that by September 4th.
Couple of those speed positions, as you mentioned, you guys weren't where you wanted to be last year. You mentioned specifically the secondary and wide receiver. Conversely, up front, you've got some pretty good, especially on that offensive line, you've got some pretty good cornerstones to kind of build an offensive line around and try to establish a pretty strong offensive front.
You know, and we do, and to be honest with you, we were either third or fourth in the league in rushing the football last year with absolutely no passing attack whatsoever. So I've always thought, in the years that we have been good during my tenure here as the head coach, is when we had the three-headed dragon. We had a quarterback that could hurt you with his arm and his feet. We had a running back that people had to pay attention to, and then you had that vertical threat wide receiver. And I'm hoping that our offense will have that three-headed dragon, and that should just help our running game get even better with the experience that we do have on the offensive line this year.
Coach, I agree. Your offensive line has been very successful, and you were talking about depth. And this last couple of years, I've kind of watched where you've kind of, when you substitute, you didn't substitute the whole group. You brought in maybe one or two guys. Have you got 10 guys that can play now in the offensive line?
No, we're still, you know, even we are still, guys, we're still a fragile football program in this league. I mean, we still do not have the scholarships to match our opponents guy for guy. So we're still a little bit fragile depth-wise. We are a little fragile on the offensive line in terms of having enough guys. If this guy gets hurt, what's the next scenario? Who's the next guy that comes in? We are down our starting center just right out of the gate. Cody Wheeler will not play probably this year. So that's already cut into some of the depth and changed. We're going to try to turn Zach Beard, who was a guard for us last year, and turn him into a center. So we're still a little bit fragile in terms of our depth.
At the quarterback position, you kind of mentioned didn't get a lot of passing last year. Obviously, Bronson Marsh kind of comes in. Is he the answer, or is that really still kind of an open contest to see who you're starting quarterback?
Well, it's going to be an open contest because we did sign a young man by the name of Cameron Biglione, and Cameron's going to have an opportunity to come in and compete with Bronson. And Cameron's a big kid. He's a strong-arm guy. He can run. So Bronson should have a little bit of a leg up on him in terms of the knowledge of the offense and the terminology and that kind of thing. But I think it'll be a good, solid competition at quarterback. Bronson is going to have to stay healthy, and some of that is on Bronson's shoulders. He needs to be a smarter football player in terms of getting out of bounds and not taking shots he doesn't need to take. He needs to get the football out of his hands and give it to the other people and distribute the ball more and take some of the pressure off himself and take some of the hits off of him to be able to stay healthy.
Has joining the MIAA, obviously speed is I think, just it's a much faster league than RMAC was. Has that changed geographically how you guys are recruiting? I mean, obviously you're looking at different kinds of players.
Well, it has. I mean, and you're just forced to. The internet has changed the way you recruit. It has shrunk the planet. So, I mean, we've gone far and wide to find players that we feel like can run and have the speed to play wide receiver, to play in the secondary, to play outside linebacker and get from sideline to sideline. Because you're correct that the speed in this league is ungodly, and it is a very fast football league. It's a very athletic football league, and it's a very physical football league, and that's where the depth thing really comes into play.
You kind of mentioned the internet and social media kind of shrinking the planet a little bit. How important is the new uniforms, Under Armour, that association? Because, you know, that kind of swagger, you kind of used that word earlier, it's important to young kids to have that uniform to look well.
You know, and it is. I mean, it just is. And whether you like it or not, that's the generation that we now live in, and that's the generation that I am now coaching. And that kind of thing is extremely important to them. And they do ask you, who are you aligned with? What company do you? And they want to know, are you a Nike school? Are you an Under Armour school? And we're proud to be an Under Armour school. And they know who Under Armour is. They have Under Armour gear at home. Their friends have Under Armour gear. So it's been a huge step forward for us, and it's probably as big a step as we have taken towards becoming an MIAA football program since we even started talking about coming into this league. I know we've done some recruiting, you know, some fundraising that's helped us with recruiting, and we continue to do those things, but there are so many components to a football program, and this is a very important one to young people. They want to look good. They want to be associated with a first-class organization, and Under Armour is one.
You guys open up camp on Wednesday. What are some things you still need to kind of put together between now and Wednesday?
Oh, you know, right now there's a ton of paperwork. The NCAA is only rivaled by the federal government for red tape and paperwork, so the continued process of getting everybody declared eligible, everybody's paperwork done, everybody's insurance stuff done, everybody's physical stuff done. So we're really down to just to that kind of stuff, and we just want to get them here, get them indoctrinated on the 13th when they report. Have a bunch of meetings with them, the same thing on the 14th, have a short practice, do some conditioning with them to find out what kind of shape we're in, and then hit the ground running after that.
You mentioned all the new faces and everything, and you need to make sure everybody's kind of pulling the cart in the same direction. Are there some team-building things that you want to do, or is that just kind of done by the players themselves?
No, we need to do some things. We'll go to a movie as a football team. We have an ice cream social as a football team. Nobody on our football team will live with somebody that they presently know as we go through camp in the dorm. So we've done things like that, and we have team building things in unit meetings. So, yeah, again, it's going to be a fun challenge, but that is our challenge as a staff this year, is to get all these kids to become familiar with each other, buy into our system, and then want to work hard for each other.
Last question here for UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. You guys are playing strictly a conference schedule from here on out. You get a start by going to Northwest Missouri State when they get their national championship rings and whatever ceremony they're going to have before the game. Just talk a little bit about, obviously the conference is very tough, but overall how the schedule is kind of shaping up for UNK.
Well, you know, it's like playing in the SEC. There are no Sallies on our schedule. There just aren't. So it don't matter when you play Northwest Missouri. It don't matter whether you play them first or last. You got to play them, and you got to play well when you play them. And we're going to do that, And it starts out tough, and it just stays tough as you go through the entire league. So you just have to understand that, be ready for that, and get focused on it and get going.
And I lied to you. There's one more question I got to ask before you're done. The media poll came out, the coaches poll for the MIAA. UNK was one of the last 2-3 schools in there. Your reaction to the poll and the direction that the program's heading?
Well, I think it's a fair assessment. I mean, we're 3-8, 2 years that we've been in the league. We don't have a lot of respect in the MIAA. So I think it's a fair assessment. I do say, though, in our defense, that probably at this level of college football, people who do the polls, whether it's the coaches or the media, have as little knowledge about our program and our team that we're going to put on the field as any level in college football. So we're not on ESPN every day. It's not being talked about every day. They're not completely sure who we've recruited and who we haven't recruited and all those kinds of things. So, but I think it's a fair assessment. We're a 3-8 team, and we deserve to be at the bottom of the league in the standings.
All right, Daryl, best of luck, and start your way to the top of those standings.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Don't forget, tomorrow they're Loper Backer, their Gridiron Club, get together for golf tomorrow at Awori Dunes. Need to be there, ready to kind of roll by noon if you don't have a team, if you're one of those former players that's kind of who's all putting that all together. If you don't have a team, they'll find one for you. They'll put it all together. That begins at noon at Awori Dunes. Probably need to show up a little bit earlier than that to get everything all put together. And they open up camp on Wednesday. And I do like his comments in terms of, you know, that's the assessment. That's kind of where we're at. I think it's based on past record, 2 years in a row being 3-8. But honestly, no, but not people aren't following this. They don't have all the information necessary to really have that be a real educated poll. It just isn't.
Yeah, you know, and the thing of it is when they base that, they look at scores from last year.
Yep.
Like you say, they look at the score and see how things went. And, you know, the thing with UNK, what I hope happens, and I don't know if it will, but I think it could, it just get a little more competitive in some of these games. Some of those games, when we took on some of those teams early in this season, you know, the game was kind of decided in the middle of the third quarter that, you know, hey, this one's over, you know. And some, even at halftime at sometimes. And not only that, they won a couple games and it was over at halftime too. So you know I just hope the games get a little more competitive when we're playing some of these top 10 and top 15 teams in the nation.
Yeah, there are two wins in the MIAA or were against teams that are no longer in the MIAA, and that doesn't help them in terms of their perception. And right now it's all about perception. It isn't necessarily about the actual quality of the team, and there is a difference there. And again, I just don't think people are educated as much, and who knows? I mean, I'm optimistic. I think they're heading in the right direction, but he's absolutely right. Kind of need to see that on the field. So I think I do think they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and who we're recruiting. I mean, there's some great athletes that he's recruited. They've recruiting and trying to get after the right team. And, you know, there's been years where in college basketball and college football, the coaches have tried to recruit these players. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. But if at least you went after the right three, or you went after the right four, and if because you were trying to do the right thing for your program, and if you get them, hey, great. If you don't get them, at least you were going after the right people. Yeah,
and a couple of things coaches can't help are so important. Injuries, like the injury to Cody Wheeler, is obviously a setback, and also turnovers. You can do a lot of the right things. No coach ever teaches their kids how to fumble. You know, I mean, it's all about trying to prevent that. And hopefully, if they can stay ahead of the injury bug, if they can kind of limit the number of turnovers they'll have, that has a lot to do with it. And then just coaching isn't really going to necessarily help you with that. You're just kind of at the football god's whims just a little bit. You know, the summer is kind of wrapping up, but you still have plenty of time to get that great grill going. You can grill pretty much 12 months out of the year. And if you're going to do that, well, you need to connect with the grill's best friend, and that is Troutman's. All beef at Troutman's, USDA choice beef. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Just cook them right, and they'll just fall off your fork because they're so tender. And again, I'm not big into seafood, but if you like seafood, great selection of fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. They have certified Angus beef. They will custom cut their meat, the pork chops, the way you want them cut. They'll cut the steaks the way you want them cut. And again, you can just walk in and just kind of smell all the delicious options that you have there, from the seafood to the beef to the pork chops. All of that at Troutman's. The service is friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. Unlike those grocery store meat departments, they will get you all taken care of. And Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We're going to take a quick break. I'm salivating a little bit here, and we'll be back right after this. And we'll talk with Tony Harper, the head coach of Hastings College, right after this.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Did you just chug that entire 20-ounce pop?
Yeah, I needed energy.
You'll need energy to run the 2.5 miles it takes to burn those calories.
2.5 miles? From one pop?
Drinking only 6 pops a month could add 5 pounds of fat in a year.
Wow. So if I drank one a day, that's like 25 pounds a year.
You better get running.
Maybe I'll just rethink my drink and choose water.
Water's a great choice. Visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com for more info on rethinking your drink.
Come enjoy a new movie from Zach Braff at the World Theater in Kearney this Saturday and Sunday. Aiden Bloom is a 35-year-old man who finds himself at a major crossroads, which forces him to examine his life, his career, and his family.
When we were kids, my brother and I used to pretend that we were heroes, the only ones who could save the day. But maybe we're just the regular people, the ones who get saved.
Go to theworldtheater.org for showtimes, affordable drinks and concessions. Thanks for keeping the world spinning.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show again at noon. It's the Little League World Series as one win away is the Kearney Little League. And so I'm already kind of making plans to scope out where I'm going to be heading to watch the game there as well. But obviously we're making that transition into football as well. Spoke a little bit earlier with UNK head football coach and kind of feels like we're kind of in that mode. We talk with UNK. We also talk with Hastings College a lot through the course of the fall and kind enough to join us to talk about the Broncos and how everything's going to shape out for them is Tony Harper, the head football coach for Hastings College. Tony, Randy Bushcutter here. Glad you could join us again. And we always love to kind of keep updated on how the Broncos are doing. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's sunny outside. Football's around the corner. Guys are coming in tomorrow. I'm fired up.
All right. They're coming in tomorrow. What is kind of the schedule as you guys are kind of getting into the season here?
Well, tomorrow when the guys check in, that's kind of just basically a busy day for them. They got to get all their paperwork turned in. They got to get checked into their apartments or their dorms, and we got to test them out. We got to go through our rules, our guidelines, our expectations. We'll only really go out on the field for about 30 to 45 minutes tomorrow just to kind of basically show the guys, all right, this is where you stand, this is where you stretch, this is where we go when we start yelling at different periods and things like that. And then we'll really crank it up on Sunday with two on Sunday, two on Monday, and then we'll go into a 1-2-1-2 concept with practices to kind of get the guys acclimated to Hastings College and what we're trying to get done.
And you got a lot of folks that you need to kind of get introduced to. I think I was looking at the news stories and stuff like that. I counted at least 38 new faces that you guys are going to be bringing into camp.
we're actually going to be bringing a little bit more than that into camp. And, you know, that's a credit to the college, a credit to our admissions staff and the assistant coaches with how they're recruiting. And it's a credit to the guys that we've identified. I mean, we're really excited. This is our fourth season as a staff together. This senior group is going to be our first class that we recruited. And we're fired up. I mean, the guys are starting to buy into it, and they're on the same page. And we're really looking forward to it.
How is this year's team? You guys went 2-8 last year. How is this year's team going to look different than last year's team?
Well, hopefully we don't get 16 starters hurt.
That'd be a big part of it.
Yeah. I think it's going to look a little bit different from the standpoint of we're going to have a lot of returners coming back, guys that played game one, game two, game three, and then we didn't see them the rest of the year due to those injuries. So we're going to have a lot of semi-new faces that they got to get back into the swing of things, you know, the tackling, the aligning properly, the catching ball, doing things like that. And I think the biggest credit can go to our players that are coming back and Coach Schultz. We had about 50 guys stay here this summer, and they wanted to get last year's taste out of their mouth, and they've been focused. They've done a great job working out in the weight room, and I think the biggest challenge for us in 2-a-days now is going to get those 50 or so guys that were here this summer to buy into with all these new guys that, you know, they weren't able to stay here, whether because they're a newcomer or they had to go home for an internship or a job, which we understand. Now we all got to get back on the same page and go in the right direction.
Speaking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, and Coach, I'm looking for the silver lining here. When you have 16 starters that get hurt, some of those starters are going to be able to come back the next year, and obviously you'll bring back that element of experience. And then the 16 guys, when they're out, somebody's got to replace them. So you're going to be a little bit more experienced of a football team as a result of those injuries, correct?
We really are, and you know, when you're going through it, it's very hard to find that silver line, and you're like, man, woe is me. I'm going to set my office, shut the light off, and just start throwing stuff around. But the silver lining in the whole thing is we have a lot of experience coming back, and we don't care. Our philosophy is we don't care if guys are freshmen or seniors. The best guys are the ones that are competing and doing what we're asking them to do. They're going to play. But in a perfect world, you want guys that have some experience, that understand the speed of the game, because college is just – it's just a little bit different in high school where it's sped up a little bit and different things like that. So we've got some guys that have already had that, whoa, this is a little bit faster than what I'm used to. They've had that, and, you know, I think they can give that to the younger guys as well because we're still going to be relying on a lot of young guys this year too.
Last year, looking at you guys' statistics, you ran for over 1,100 yards, but you threw for over 2,300 yards, so 2-to-1 kind of ratio, pass over rushing. Is that going to be kind of the balance again this year, or is it going to be a little bit closer to even?
I think it's going to be a little bit closer to even. That's what we expect. And Joe Holzkar, our offensive coordinator, who's also going into his actual fourth year as the OC, does a great job, along with Dave Kamara and Grant Mowring. Those guys do a great job of balancing everything. We run a wristbands offense. So it's an either-or deal, and at the line of scrimmage, if they're overloading the box, we'll throw the ball. If they've minus from the box, we'll run the football, and it's kind of a game-to-game, play-to-play type of deal. But we have to be able to run the football a lot more successfully and consistently than what we have, and I think those guys will get that done this year.
Do you have a running back or two that you're really excited about handing the ball off to?
We really do. And every coach is going to sound excited this time of the year, you know, and which is rightfully because everybody's 0-0 right now.
Yeah, if you're not, you're in trouble.
Right. That was a position last year. We knew we had to go out and get some young guys because we graduated a two-year starter and some different things like that from the year before. And we went out, and Jake Fowler, we feel, could potentially, if he gets healthy, be one of the top backs in the conference. He's an all-around guy that can catch the football, run the football. You know, we only had him for about 3 or 4 games last year as a true freshman, but Jake will be back. We're excited to see what he can do now that he's healthy. Romero Flores is another freshman that we had last year, completely opposite of Jake. He's more of a slasher type of guy. And then we got a third guy coming back that we're excited to see by the name of Darvante Knight. He's a little water bug that can do some things. And then we got a transfer in from Missouri Western by the name of Zach Parmenter, who's a bigger physical back like Hastings used to have a few years ago, the big physical that can pound out 4 or 5 yard runs with the pounding. So it's going to be a good little backfield. They all come back, including Matt Overmiller, our quarterback, and Caleb Kufall, our fullback. So That's an experienced group right there.
I want to talk a little bit about Matt. Threw for 1,500 yards, give or take, last year, 9 touchdowns but 12 interceptions. Talk about his growth, and is he coming into camp as the number one guy?
He is coming into camp as the number one guy. I think the biggest improvement that we saw from Matt was he improved a little in spring ball. But this summer, he was organizing team outings. He was organizing some skelly sessions with the guys that were here. He's really embraced the leadership role. And this is his second year going in as that. So he knows what we're looking for him. But I think Matt, another thing that he did good is he's changed his body type with Coach Schultz in the weight room. I mean, he's hammered it. He's looking good. We got a lot of high expectations for Matt. And the good thing is we got another young kid that came in last year by the name of Jason Gaines from Papillion South who we think can really push Matt too. And those guys get along, and that's the biggest thing. We got to have competitors. We got to be at least 2 or 3 deep at each position so the guys don't rest, you know, so guys are always pushing. We're excited for those two guys.
On the other side, we haven't talked a whole lot about the defense. How's the defense going to look different this year and making some improvements in that direction?
We got a lot of improvements to do over there. We statistically, and I'm not a big statistical guy, because to me, at the end of the day, if you got more points than the other team, that's a good thing. That's what you want. But what we really got to work on defensively is we've gone back to the stack, the 3-3 defense. We're going to bring a little bit more pressure. We have to stop the run. I mean, in this league, just like every good football league, the successful programs run the football. We have to stop the run. We have to become better at third down percentages. You know, the good thing is, again, that defense is the one side that had a lot of those injuries last year. And we have a lot of guys coming back with experience. We got a preseason All-American by the name of Eric Wiley, who is third in the conference in tackles. We're going to build a lot of things around him. But from day one, we're going to take it really slow. And we're going to really focus on getting aligned, understanding my fit, and making a tackle. So these next 2 weeks are going to be huge for us on defense.
Talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. Defensively, you guys are kind of flip-flopping what you were offensively. You know, you were better with the pass offensively. Defensively, about 2/3 of the yards that you guys gave up was defensively. How much of the improvement that you want to make in your defensive rushing attack is in the front line, up front, or do you guys kind of do it more scheme-wise in terms of trying to stop the run?
A couple years ago, and that's a really good question, a couple years ago we were a little bit bigger up front than what we are this year. A couple years ago when we were third in the nation, we had some D linemen that could take up and anchor that gap and just basically kind of let our linebackers get out and run. They didn't have a lot of problem with guys getting up to them. This year we're a lot smaller up front, so we're going to have to do a lot more scheme, schematic things to where we take our D linemen and shoot them down a couple gaps or do some line games and things like that. We feel like we're athletic up front, but we can't go and bang our head against that wall every single snap. So we're going to have to put these guys in position, whether it's maybe instead of a 5-tech or outside shade, we take them to the inside shade and give them a different look so our linebackers can get out and run. And that's going to take a lot of time because that's something that we've never done here before that we're going to have to get very good at very quickly.
Morningside, Northwestern, and Dakota Wesleyan 1-2-3 in both the coaches poll and in the media poll. You guys are number 7 in the coaches poll, number 8 in the media poll. Just kind of your reaction of the conference race in general and in particular where Hastings College fits in.
Well, I tell you, overall in the conference, I mean, that's pretty much how I ranked it, to be honest with you. You got a team that's a returning conference champion in Morningside who brings back some very, very good football players. You got a team like Northwestern that is consistent every single year. You got a school like Dakota Wesleyan who's got some athletes out running around, did some great things last year. I personally thought they should have been the third team in the playoffs, but, you know, and then you can keep going on down the list. You got Doane College over there with Matt Franzen, who's done a heck of a job with those guys. They're as athletic as anybody. You got Nebraska Wesleyan with Brian Keller, the dean of the coaches. His kids just play hard, and their defense is always sound in what they do. And every week is going to be a tough week. Now, specifically for us, I told this to old Mike Will yesterday, I don't put a lot of stock into the preseason stuff because basically if you were to look at it, it's almost the exact same as it was at the end of the season last year, and rightfully so.
But now if we're setting where we're at the end of the season, then we're going to have some issues. But I'm not even going to really bring it up to the guys. I know they're going to look at it and do some different things like that. But to me, it's preseason because nobody knows exactly who's coming back, who's injured, who's a newcomer that might be an impact guy. We just got to go out there and play football and take care of ourselves.
Well, you get the opportunity to start putting it all together coming up this weekend. Tony, appreciate the time.
Thank you for calling.
All right, best of luck to you. That's Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, and again, trying to improve on last year's 1-8 conference record. They're 2-8 overall, but injuries just really kind of decimated them through the course of the year. And so we certainly wish them the best of luck as they get everything all started. Lopers have practice starting Wednesday, and the Broncos will they'll do a little walking around tomorrow, as Coach said. But for the most part, they'll really kind of hit it in earnest on a Sunday. And not too far from where they're going to be practicing, just down the street, will be Big Dally's Deli. And, of course, in Hastings or in Kearney, you can head to Big Dally's Deli and pick up that sandwich you want made the way you want. A bazillion different options for you to kind of put everything together. Find them on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, a couple of locations in Hastings, the one on South 2nd Street at 801 West 2nd Street, and, of course, right by the football field, the baseball field over there, just past the Brickyard there at Duncan Field at in Hastings. Big Dally's Deli, bazillion different sandwiches. They also offer other menu items like their soups and salads. And, of course, you can just pick almost anything off of their menu. And I'm going to just pick number 13, lucky 13 today. Big Dally's favorite with ham and hard salami. And you pick that up. And, of course, desserts. They got those great chocolate chip cookies, baked beans, Cheetos, chips. Oh, there's just all sorts of great things to kind of put on that. A great meal to kind of pick up on the go, or obviously you can eat right there at Big Dally's Deli. Two locations in Hastings and one in Kearney. Just find them for a great selection of sandwiches and countless toppings to add to your sandwich. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. When we come back, right after this.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
18.3% of Buffalo County high school students reported riding in a car driven by someone who had been drinking, and 8.1% reported driving when they had been drinking alcohol. Parents, take a stand and talk to your kids about drinking and driving. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Who let the dogs out?
is this retro stadium music day today, Jeff? What's the deal here?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about on the herd, so I thought
you're antagonizing the national audience.
Yeah.
We really don't have a national audience. That's the only problem. I guess we're online. We're online. You can listen anywhere. You can download our app online in the Android market, the App Store. Yeah, we're available. I guess we are kind of national. We're going worldwide. You know who goes worldwide? T&L Irrigation Systems. And there, we're actually very, very serious about that. Starting in the Hastings area, they start there, they go, and they're selling pivots across the globe. And right now, new from T&L Irrigation System and AgSense, the Precision Link system, which enables web-based pivot control for all T&L pivots as well within that system. If you do that, you can control everything about it. It works in combination with their Precision Point Control PPC3 to let you manage your pivot with computer or a mobile device and a simple internet connection. And, you know, with the other connections that you kind of have, you can get the internet virtually anywhere, so you can control it from anywhere on the planet to control your little piece of God's green earth here and pivot their start, stop, direction, application rate, speed. All that can be controlled, as well as the water pump. Just a few of the features that are available. You can also program it right through the website, and then you can kind of monitor it from a mobile device anywhere. Precision Link and the PPC3 combined with T&L's hydrostatic design and continuous movement give you even water distribution, improved crop production, and efficient system management. And it is proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Just find them at TLIRR.com. They'll have all that information for you. You can find out how to control your pivot right there from your smartphone or any mobile device. So it is kind of an amazing piece of technology. Well, the PGA Tour is still going on. Obviously, the big event is the PGA going on at Valhalla this weekend. And we asked the question yesterday in our Midtown Mart, the home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day was, how will Tiger do at the PGA? 66% of you say he'll make the cut. 24% say he'll miss the cut. Only 10% of you think that he will contend in the tournament. He picked up, he had three bogeys today and one birdie. That's actually yesterday. He doesn't tee off till about 1:35 our time, but he struggled just a little bit as the projected cut line. He's actually south of the projected cut line. He's going to have to play a little bit better today just to make the cut. And again, making the cut, that was the prediction of two-thirds of you yesterday. Today's question, what concerns you most heading into the 2014 Husker football season? Is it quarterback? Is it the schedule? Is it the offensive line? Is it injuries? Or, of course, you can have other in there as well. You can email your choice to the Doug and Daddy Show. So just log on to the Doug and Daddy Show or ESPNSuperStation.com. And what concerns you most about the 2014 Husker football season? The quarterback, the schedule, the O-line, injuries, or other is today's question. I think probably most people, I think quarterback is probably the one that's going to get the most votes there. You know, the schedule, you play who you play, but the quarterback position, if we get some quality play out of the quarterback position, I'd like Nebraska to be a contender. It's just that schedule is going to make it awfully hard for them to win all the games that they need to do. They can lose at Michigan State because Michigan State's outside of the division as long as they beat everybody else in the Big Ten, and they'll be just fine. But the schedule is probably going to keep them from winning a national title for sure. I don't necessarily think that the schedule is going to keep them from being able to contend for the Western Division of the Big Ten Conference. So, well, I guess we're just about ready to wrap things up. Jim's already kind of taken off to get ready for his golf. Don't forget that the Loper Gridiron Club golf event tomorrow at Awori Dunes. You can still just kind of show up a little bit before noon tomorrow and get all situated there. We certainly want to thank UNK football coach Daryl Morris for talking about that as well as the outlook on the season. And it was great to connect also with Tony Harper, the head football coach of Hastings College. Doug will be back on Monday, so things will sound a little bit more normal here on the Doug and Danny Show. When we come back on Monday, we certainly want to wish the Kearney Little League team the best of luck as they're getting ready to start things here almost any minute now on ESPN with a trip to Williamsport on the line. Wish them the best of luck, and then we'll see you back here on Monday right here on the Doug and Danny Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.